Here's the essential summary for the student growth percentile, why moderate-income districts teach just as well. The bottom line, MADC, little correlation between low income and growth. Student growth percentile proves Hopkinton and Dover-Sherborne teach equally well despite 900K home price difference. Growth metrics isolate teaching quality from wealth effects. Who needs this? Buyers questioning whether moderate-income districts teach as well as wealthy prestige districts. Key insights. Number one, student growth percentile measures year-over-year learning gains, not absolute scores. Number two, growth controls for student starting points, isolates teaching quality from demographics. Number three, MADC. Little correlation between low income and growth, teaching independent of wealth. Number four, Hopkinton and Dover-Sherborne show equivalent growth despite 900K price gap. Number five, absolute MCAS measures what students bring. Growth percentiles measure what schools add, what to do next. Prioritize districts with high growth percentiles over high proficiency when evaluating teaching quality.